have it already. You did share it. What? Good question. I don't know. It's still the subject. The island is going to decide. Son? Okay. Maisa Sheefshir Shahaya. A 92-year-old lady in the nursing home did not have a baby. No. She's married a couple of times, but she's been clean post-menopause for about 37 years. But she wants to tava meisav kandu, and she doesn't want to be in the nursing home anymore. So she wants to get married. So she finds a nice man, 94, and they didn't get married. Set the date for a month, and fine. Maybe I don't know if she was in touch with the rabbis or nobody thought about it. And she wakes up a couple days before the chasana. And so on, a nice acquaintance tells her, by the way, you know, so how is it being a young kala again, doing bedikas and everything? She's like, bedikas? What are you talking about? I went to the mikvah 34 years ago, and that was the last time. Since then, I'm clean. All right, in Dam Chimod, you know, to the base. So she's like, oh, so she goes to the rabbi. So is there a way to save her chasana and not have to push off the date? What does Eilim feel? What does
Eilim feel?
Could she do last day before the wedding or 4 days before the wedding? Lomishana, could she do a bedika now? And we'll say that, yeah, the Mechaber Paskin, we talked about yesterday, the Mechaber Paskin, like the Ramban and the Ravid, that you only need maximum, you only need one bedievid, meaning, find the matzah bedievid, you only need one bedika to Zayin. And that's the way Paskin, even according to the Rosh Bedi'evit, that's the way the Beis Yosef understood. What do you think?
I don't understand. Where is she holding?
What are you talking about? What? Where is she holding? Chasana is not, she doesn't have 7 days to start now. Chayra could even be the last day before the chasana. It wasn't getting pushed off. Do we have to push it off because she needs to do Zainikim now? Or have a Chuppas Nida. Chuppas Nida, 92-year-old. Chuppas Nida.
The riot from the Gemara, otherwise the Rebbe would have just told
him
to check now.
So you're the same riot. Rav Davi is... Are you taking your hook and hooking me off the stage? No? Okay. Do you want to give? You ready to give? No? I can step down. Okay. So don't be saying L'chaira, this is mamish the case of the Gemara according to the Rashba and the Ravid and some of the Ramban. He doesn't speak out the case, it's very b'kitzim and the Ramban, but assuming the Ramban and the Ravid is the same shita, that was the Rashba's raya was that Betzem, they came, she didn't know anything, Bas and Rabbi Chanina Chaviva, they didn't assume. The Kala's side did not assume that there needed to be any there was any Dam Chimud Chashash over here because she was a Kana. And they were only told about it after Rava came, not Rava, Ravina. Ravina came after whatever amount of days, at least 7 days after the time that they thought he would come, because, or at least from the setting of the Chasana. Until they didn't know. So the Rashba learns that Imamish came after the 7 days from the original setting of the date, and thereby he proves that he didn't need to have siktaira and he didn't need any bdikas. Even if she did a bdika now, as we're in the Rashba, it wouldn't help because it's already after the zayin. So you don't need anything. The Ravid and the in the Shmeres he speaks this out the fi the Ravid. The Ravid says no, it's not meaning it's not a ride that you need any that you don't need any bdikas because. She came on the way he learns the Gemara. She came. The Ravina came on the seventh day of her Zayin Kiyum, and they did bedikah right then. she didn't know anything. She didn't know the halacha before b'chol. She knew that there was a chasana coming up, but she didn't know the halacha that you needed to do it. She didn't know she was in Zainikim. She didn't know she had it. But because she did a bedikah at the end, that was enough. So, is this the same thing? Or is there a reason to say that we don't paskin this way? Meaning, Alpi the Rosh has different gifts in the Gemara, and he learns that they had the discussion beforehand that she didn't know. So definitely in the Rosh, the push would be that you can't do such a thing. But even in the Rosh, the Maisa, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef learns that it's still only l'chatchila that you would need every day, right? Especially because of the Rosh's chashis of the new chimud every day, or the new chash chimud every day. But the Maisa, he learns that even the Rosh is b'diavid, and kilu comes out the same. According to the Beis Yosef, the only nafkamina would be l'chatchila. So maybe also this. Even though there would be no rhyme from the Gemara, because the Rosh didn't have that in the Gemara, but to vade say that there's machlekes and we have to be chayish for the Rosh, the gabi that miomer.
Maybe she needs to know that she's checking that she's clean, even if the Rosh not based on she doesn't know how much she's looking for.
In the Gemara, no, you're saying that the pashtus in the Rosh, fine. I'm saying lemaisa, it sounds like the paskin, the mechaber certainly, and even the Rama, it's chayish chatchila for the Rosh. That you need b'chol yom, but b'di'eved, the Rama says twice in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Echad Toch Zayin. What? Even still, he's saying l'fi the Rosh, but the pashtus is that both Mechaber and Rama, at maximum, they're chayish for the Rosh l'chatchila, not b'di'eved. I mean,
how do you know not chayish for Rosh? The Rama is not chayish for Rosh b'di'eved.
Where do you see that?
Oh.
I mean, yes, the Echad Toich Zayin is not a riot that they don't chesh with the Rosh because the Beis Yosef said that the Rosh is also with the Eved one. One is enough.
If you learn that you need Pamachas Tech Shiva.
Yeah. Well, the Shiva after the Shiva.
Yeah.
So the pashtus is that those words are from the Beis Yosef, and the pashtus is that he's taka. There are achrayim who learn that in the Rama it means every Shiva you need one tech Shiva. But the pashtus is that certainly it's the words of the Beis Yosef, and certainly the Beis Yosef is that way. But even the Rama, even the pashtus, there are many achrayim who learn, and that's what they say. Halacha l'maaseh is that you can rely on that, at least in a Shasat Chak, that you need to come on to that there, it's an original Zainikim, the Karpas and Lomstagonis, and other places. Even though there's a machlekes in the Achrin, what it means, but, yeah.
What does the Pshlomo want? What would you want her to do exactly?
No, I'm not.
She'll be aware. I'm saying like what? So it would be enough for you to say that she knows that she didn't sit down the last 5 minutes?
No.
Because she didn't know Chilo that she was to some late.
No, but she doesn't say she reports. So let's say she reports back.
In the last 37 years, I didn't see any Dama in Vigadim. I never felt any Argoshes. I never felt any wetness. I never felt any Ziva Zarla.
That's usually much more negative when there is a concept of having her gushes and having
bad. I mean,
what do you want this 92-year-old lady to tell you?
I don't want to tell you. She want to be aware and be on top.
I know, but Allah Chalamaisa, what does she have to do for that?
Let's say she knew beforehand and told her 7 minutes before the
wedding. Whatever you have to do in Siv Gimel,
she
has to also. So
quick, I didn't get up to Siv Gimel yet, but I was thinking to go there, Legabi, this, that maybe we could say, Haray, just be kitzer, because I don't know how many people got up to Siv Gimel. I didn't yet. But Lemaisa, in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber, based on the Sezer, brings Marik, the Rashbam, and Gais Maimri, it's all these cases of being Doichadiz Nisuin, exactly what we're talking about there, that even if it's rescheduled, you might need a new Shivanakim, like the Mechaber says, at least in some case. And Rama adds, even if you do, I'm saying very b'kitzer on that, even if you're doing b'dikas, like the Marik says over there, even if you're doing b'dikas in the meantime, maybe it wasn't maskadaita, and maybe you didn't bud kashapir. So everybody asked, the Gilim HaShah, Jitaira, and others all asked that if we're talking about, which is the way the Bach seems to say, and the Pasha the Rama, that we're Meaning if you learn that there was a chashash that there's a yush gummer on the nisuin and it's like a chimud chadash, so then it's maybe a whole new thing. And fine, we might that would be another way to go. Maybe that's the Masas Ben Yamin and the Gimel Marsha over there. It sounds like he wants to go that way. That would be a different thing. That would be a new svara. But if we're working with that, it's a chashash that no, it's like Lamaska Daita and the Bdikas weren't good, so we pass give the evidence if Alvin Bates that you only need to echa toich shiva. So forget about whether she did Bdikas and she wasn't doing such good Bdikas, fine. If you never do any Bdikas, it was only 3 days, 4 days, or whatever it was, right? In whatever case we're saying that it was there was Vada, you know, there was no set date in between, it was up in the air, whatever it was. But you don't need it, but the evidence you don't need. So there is a Sidre Tayyar over there who is mechalik, basically with this part, that is a difference when you know you're in Zainikim, and you know you're whatever, you know you have this Din Dam Chimud, and there, b'diavad, even if you didn't do b'dikas, Olgar in the Rashbo, or one out of seven, according to the way we're passing in Sif Aleph, so that's enough, because she is Samalev for possible Hargoshes, for possible whatever, and that fills in the rest of the time. But when she didn't even know that she was Vade getting married, like in the case in Siv Gimel, she's not some Aleve, and that's the word of Lo Maska Daitel, Samcha Daitel, to be Baidik Shapir, and that's why it's number one, it's Pasos, the Bedikas that she did do, and it's also the copy of the Bedikas, if she didn't do, so she didn't do Bedikas, but Bedikas, one is enough. No, it's not enough, because here she didn't have that Sima slave. So maybe we could transport that to over here. Now here it's a little different because she knew she was getting married. There it's because she didn't know she was getting married. She thought the marriage was up in the air, but wasn't sure. Here she does know she's getting married, but she didn't have the Sima slave. I didn't get through doing all the research in the Sidre Tayyar. He might specifically talk about this. It did sound like in Reforced, he sort of. He brings that the Gilim Arsha, different Gilim Arsha says that the Echad Toich Zayin needs to be either day one or day seven. Brings that from Kuftali Vav. Fine, not sure about that. But he says the Bedikah of the seventh day is sufficient only if she started the Shemini Kiyum 6 days earlier. However, she cannot arbitrarily do a Bedikah on any day and call it day seven of the Shemini Kiyum. And he says, see Sidre Tayyar 192.12, Dere Maskel V'Sefer and Darki Tshuva. I didn't get to those places. There is a long Sidre Tayyar in the beginning about the Rashba and the Raivin and how they learned the Gemara and whatever. Meaning, there is a Rashba. The Rashba is clear in this whole discussion there and Bedasa Raivin and whatever that if you could miss the Zainikim that he holds. You don't need the Hefzik Tayyar and you don't need Bedikas, but you could miss the whole thing. And according to him, that's okay. But according to because. Still call Nakiyam because she knows she didn't have Argasha during these days. I guess you don't need, according to the Rashi, you don't need to see what's later. But in the Ravid, he says that he learned the way he learns the Gemara is that the Ravina came only after the 7 days from the Kfiyas, from the Tviya. So, and you missed it, Lagamri. So, so do Bedikah then? No. And count the 6 days before that? No, it doesn't work. The Rashi was clear that Bedasa Ravid. You can't, there is an eighth day that you can miss everything, and it doesn't. You can't just count backwards. So maybe here too, it's also like that. You didn't start. So I'm not sure. Rabbi Kaplan definitely assumed over here and in his whatever that you could b'di'avid. Maybe he was being sorry also that she's such a misulekes. And yes, you need the dam chimud, the din dam chimud. We're not going to be mekel even by misulekes like the Achren discussed. So maybe copy this din of the Sima slave that's going to mess things up. Maybe that Munachayshish that you were Mefasfis or the Hargashis or whatever. I don't know. I have to speak to him.
We're talking about
ladies,
not senile, right?
What? No. Lady's with it. No, she's with it. She's getting married.
So she can report back that she was senile.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's still what to work with. In Levushay Oyes, it sounded like. He was saying that maybe there's Sidre Tayyar in Kuftali Vav that was mashma. Right. It sounds a lot like the Miel Tzedakah, which over there in Kuftali Vav, if you're Mitziach Das in the middle of Zayin Kiyum, it's gonna be seis or whatever. We're makel on that. So, but here it's like the whole thing. It's not just a hasach in the middle.
She didn't know. Marriage,
that. Yeah, she's tyra. She's tyra. No, that's a good
one. She's tyra also.
Yeah, she went to the mikvah, and then she got yeah.
She's a zaynikim the whole time.
Yeah. Well, fine. I guess with the time remaining, we'll discuss the machlekes Taz and Chavadas and some nafkaminas. The Taz asks about Tamar and Rus, how they how they did what they did. What about Tam Chimud? They didn't know they were going to get Haskama before. They didn't have. They couldn't have counted it before. So finally, he has one pshat that the takana didn't happen yet, and then he says that lo yachshah shemetir machus chimud to miyad shenispayz Yehuda ubayaz oz hayu imayim b'mita. Remember, they came in sheish lepas b'sam. Mashiach b'shar kalah. The haynu that first of all we see from here that he's assuming like Lechem Simla speaks out shtark and like. It's mavur in many Rashi sounds that way, and the stimus of the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim that Beis Yosef talks about, in Sif Gimel, the Rashbam, that guy's Maimini over there, is mavurish, and that's the Lashonis of the Ramah in Sif Beis, that it's about the Bia, the Chimun is about the Bia, the Taivas Bia, whatever, not specifically the Nisuin, but the Bia, that's the Lashonis of the Ramah, and that's Alpi the Rishonim, and that's what the Taz is assuming here, and therefore he says that since they didn't have, there was no smichus das bichlal until they were already holding by the maisa, and when they got the haskama, then so they're already there. So the chimud is like a yearning and anticipation of something that's not here now. It's coming up, and then that causes whatever the dam chimud to be seen because of the yearning, and there's something, there's time in between. But if it's happening right now, so then there's no chimud. Chimud is for the. What's not happening now? That's the Chavos Das argues, and he says no, it's not about the bia, it's about the nisuin, and they weren't getting married. It was bias nus or whatever. It wasn't a bia of nisuin, so the Chavos Das says they wouldn't need. By the way, Meichtachuk, he mentions another pshat. Maybe they put in Meichtachuk because they knew what they were doing going in, and the Chavos Das also she tells that a meich works. Stam, I was bothered. And Kuftali Aleph, the Chavos Das is all, he doesn't like the B'dikas Ma'aril, because Ma'aril is not a B'dika Ma'alisa, and he explains because it could go down the sides in the Churim Mistakim, and it could go past the Meich. What? So over there also, so I saw the Bali Yashulchan Taka asked this, whatever, this is a side point. Anyway, yeah, you have to say, like the Chavos Das says there, that in Kuftali Vav, the Meich Tachuk of Yom Rishon, that is Ma'akiv, the Hefsik Tayra Moch Dachuk that works, he says it's a case where Moch Dachuk means you're Madchik many Muchin Harbe in Oisei Makum until it's filled, and he says it's covering the outside also, and it would rather catch anything that went through any Churim Stakin, and that's what we have to say. He doesn't say it over here, but you have to say that's what he's talking about, as opposed to the Ma'aril, he's just talking about one Moch Stakin that it could get by on the sides, which. So even if we wanted to rely on let's say the lady over here, you could tell her, oh no, whatever. If it was before, let's say there was they didn't get engaged till 4 days before, so you could tell her before to put in a meich. So maybe you could rely on the Chavos Das, but maybe you'd have to do a serious meich tachuk. Anyway, back to this. So that's the machlekes, whether the chimur is for nisuin and for bia. This will be one nafkamina, rus bia znoskilu. The Pridaya points out, by the way, that even the Taz is not only bia, it has to be a bia of nisuin, because it was Yibum over there, so it was like Nisuin. Vada that he agrees to that. But so other nafkaminas to this would be like in Sif Beis, that if do you need to do bedikas only up until the chuppah or even after the chuppah if there was no bia, like the Ramah sounds. The Ramah sounds like that you need to do it until the bia, and even if there's no bia, there's not going to be bia. So he says you need to still do. That's the pashas of the Ramah. The Chavos Das says mefurish you do not need it after the chuppah. The Lechem Simla argues on him there, and he says because it's for the bia, so you need to continue doing bedikas. Dr. Tshuva says that, the Badia Shulchan says that, and he says you have to be mazir the kalas about this, that you need to do it after the tefillah if it's within, and fine. He learns that even in the Ramah, it doesn't mean that you don't have to do bedikas if the tefillah is within 4 days of the chuppah or the bia. It sounds like the Rambam is saying you don't have to do bedikas, and only if you know it's going to be in advance, you know it's going to be after 4 days, but there are achrenim who learn that you do need to do bedikas, and it's only because it's only when you still need to, but only after you don't have bia, after 4 days, then you start to do bedikas. But they learn that they're machmir, that even it's up until the bia, and even after the chuppah, chavas das and tefes l'maisha is also mekel. I saw the Shir Zera Levi is interesting. He sounds like he's going that the pashas is like the other, not like the chavas das, that the chashash is altsa chimud bia, but still he says, even if it was loy nivul ablayla rishon after the chuppah, loy chashin lechimud, he says, the acher she hichina atzma she medes lebia, kfar nisi ashva daita. She's not chamin anymore. No, Rishon Kluger says that they have to be bemita or whatever. That's what he means. Maybe he doesn't sound like that. He sounds like even if they didn't like Karav Zelzeh and they didn't get into bed together later there, they were playing games on the floor and they're too nervous like that. That's Shir Levi sounds like as long as you're making for and she knew whatever. The Badi Shulchan is machmir on that. He says Achiti Boil is bia. So even if they had Kirov and Nagia, the Levushei Ayah sounds like from the Pashas of Bia, he sounds like even Ha'ara wouldn't work, which is Pella, that would make even on Yichud. And I guess the Chimud is for a Bia Gemura Mamish or whatever, I don't know. He does bring the Rishon Kluger about Imo B'mita, and I think, fine, so we have basically a Shaila L'maisa of whether you need after Tvila, if it's within 4 days. The Pashas Ramah sounds like you don't need, many learn that you do need, and maybe even in the Ramah. Then after the Chuppah, we have the Chavos Da'as saying you don't need, but Pashas LP, you do need until the Bia, if they didn't have any Bia. Right, and then we have the Shevet Levi. So I heard Shevet Berkowitz that the Nagul Hakel, even before the Chasana, if it's within 4 days, I think all the Svarim and anybody who asks will have different opinions about this. Rabbi Shulchan is very clear that you need after the Tefillah, and most of the Svarim write that you do need Chatchila, at least one a day until the Chuppah. After the Chuppah, for sure, I think there's a lot to be Samichan, because then you can be Samichan the Pashas Ramah, even if you do hold that the Chima, it's and you have the Chavos Das, that it's only the Chuppah, and you have the Shevet Levi's Svara, or some Kluger, that they're a Mechina Lekach, so that's a super chumrah after the chuppah if they didn't have bia.
The day of the chuppah,
if you didn't,
chagra.
The chuppah is in the morning.
Why are you saying day of?
Well, why would it be? The bia is going to be that night. We have to stop very soon. Other nafkaminas would be the Daki Tshuva brings the case if she's getting married to a 94-year-old and doesn't have gvuras anashim. It's not going to be bia. So there, he brings a day there that's mekel, stam, that you don't need dam chinutz, and maybe we could also be mitzarif that in this case of the 92 and 94-year-old getting married, if that's the matzav. So it's certainly like the Chavos Da'as L'chari, you should say that you would need anyway. The Daki Tshuva does say you do need. He says because maybe there's a little plug, similar to Mesulekes, it's a little bit different, but there's a little plug that all kallahs need the Zayinikim, even if there's not going to be a bia. Meaning, even if you held that it's al tachim is al tibia, maybe there's a little plug on that. Machzir grushasay, that should have maybe been enough gemina to this because they already had bia before. But we know that in sifhei the mechaber paskins that you still need, and even machzir grushasim selekas, like the Tarz Shlomim over there says, chare that would be more mashma more than chavos das. But you could also say that there's, I mean, they already had a bias nisuin even so. The last afghimir I wanted to talk about was someone who doesn't know, a kala who doesn't know what bia is. She's not just getting married, chassidim, some of them mamish wait till right before the chuppah. So l'chaira, if you hold that the chimer is the bia, so then when she finds out what's going on, what's really going on, well, so then, no, they don't tell her imo b'mita, they tell her a couple of days before.
Very close,
a day or two before, whatever. So she should have a chimud then. According to the Chavos Da'as, you're fine because it's only the chuppah, the nisuin, the shem nisuin. And she already has that. So the Shira Levi Taka is machmir, certainly the Chatchila is machmir. It might be Tali and how you learn the Itim Chalima of Itim Shaita over there. She knows what's going on or not. There it's a suffix in the Achrenim. I think I saw that they're makel on that. If you're makel on that, maybe you could maybe makel over here. It sounds like there are those who are makel, but definitely Chatchila say you should tell the Kala Dafka before she does the Zainikim what the Bia is about. If he's holding that inside, he can get around.
I'll tell you why.